response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel like maybe there's just some things that maybe you just really never get over? I'm really starting to just maybe mentally prepare that maybe I'll just never fully get over this assault. In case you're new to the show, and I don't mean to make that so jarring, I was jumped, man, what was it, maybe a year and a half ago now?
2 years now?
It was in October. So I guess about a year and a half ago. You want to give the backstory though for those who don't know?
Sure. You were literally just going for a walk. I mean, it wasn't even like what, around like 6 o'clock. It wasn't even that late.
Too late, yeah.
And you ended up getting, Kramer got jumped and assaulted and his phone was stolen. He was pretty much knocked out. And that's kind of what has caused a lot of the concussion issues that you still kind of suffer. I mean, definitely a lot better than how it was,
yeah,
but still trying to figure out on how to get rid of some of the lingering dizziness that you still have.
Still dealing with. And y'all been so cool. Y'all been checking in. And that's really the latest. I've still got these like kind of lingering dizzy issues that I'm still trying to figure out. And it's been super annoying. But one thing that I've been happy about is I feel like when it comes to the fear factor of it all, that's gotten a hell of a lot better.
That's really good.
I feel like I can kind of get back out by myself a lot,
mm-hmm,
and I don't have to really worry about being in public as much, especially as it gets dark. Last night, though, I decided, it wasn't even that late. It was, God, what was it, maybe 5 o'clock yesterday. It was nice out last night.
Right, yeah.
And I just decided to go for a walk down in Columbia. The lakes in Columbia, super public, really nice, a lot of people out before I went to yoga. And there was a group of teenagers that came up behind me. And for some reason, it felt so reminiscent of what happened to me. And for some reason, it like triggered my brain into like, oh my gosh, like, is this like the same thing? And you know, it's almost like I went back to the same day that I got attacked. And I had those same feelings, like that same panicked feeling, even though, you know, I didn't feel like I was really threatened, but it's almost like I went back into those same exact.
It was just kind of like a flashback you didn't have control over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like by just seeing a group of kids, and these kids were actually seemed younger because the group of people that attacked me were like in their 20s. These kids seemed to be like in their teens, but just like seeing a group of kids coming up towards me, something I haven't felt in a while, and felt good about that, by the way, something I felt like I was freed of. All of a sudden, I got all those same like panicked feelings all over again. And I guess I had like this level of like disappointment of, will I ever feel free of this assault? Because now I'm like, will this always be a part of like my life? You know what I mean? Like, will this ever, are there things, do you feel like, that are just never going to go away because it's just part of who you are now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do think you should give yourself credit because that's not something you really have control over when your brain just kind of took you there.
Right.
And I think I think when a lot of things happen to us and traumatic experiences, it's not like you really have any control of when it's going to take you to that space.
Right.
And I also don't want you, I can't relate to you in the attack aspect because I've never felt that before, but I can relate to the feeling of constantly having to look around your surroundings and be concerned for my safety, because I think as women that's just something that we've always had to experience and deal with.
Sure.
Of course it's not in the same category as what you experienced, but I don't want you to feel upset or angry if now as a person you're just more cautious. That doesn't mean that you can't live your life, but that also doesn't mean that now you feel like I don't want you to get frustrated to be like, okay, so before I do this, or just to be more mindful of when you're doing things, you know?
Right.
I think you should be proud of yourself for going on a walk by yourself.
It is still good.
I know hearing that doesn't think that that's a big deal, but to someone who went through something that you did, that is a big deal.
It does. Yeah. There's little baby steps of things that I took for granted before, that getting back, like getting a walk back, is so crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like being able to walk by myself again is like monumental, which I know for a lot of you sounds insane, but just to be able to get out and like even just go for a walk is like, wow, like I'll never take that for granted again.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.